What does the word anaphylaxis mean? Dr. Van Til just described the characteristics of it, but help us with what anaphylaxis really is.
It is typically thought of as an IgE or allergic immune response that causes one's allergy cells, and those are particularly mast, MAST cells, and basophils, to release their histamine and other cellular contents after a particular antigen, whether that's a protein or a carbohydrate or a fat, is recognized by that specific antibody. So if you're allergic to peanut, your body makes a very specific immune response to peanut, and when you see it, you react. For alpha-gal, these patients make a very specific response to that sugar.
Let's hone in on the issue of a reaction in which there are hives, and you can take some Benadryl, and she could have gone back to sleep. That's not what happened here. There was profound diarrhea. There was a lot of gastrointestinal distress, unable to get from the bathroom back to her bed, was lying on the floor, had to go to the emergency room, and I presume got lots of fluid in the emergency room. What is the trigger point of having hives that could respond to oral medication in contrast to what we just heard? What's the tip-off of this is an anaphylactic reaction and you're in trouble?
So we worry a lot about what we think of as two organ systems. So skin being one, if you just have hives, we think you don't necessarily need to rush off to the emergency department. That's probably handled, as you indicate, with an antihistamine. But once you start to get a second organ system, for Joanne, that would have been easily GI distress. So once your gastrointestinal system is now involved, you've got two organ systems. If you start to feel lightheaded, then your blood pressure is probably low. And so we think maybe your cardiovascular system, your heart and blood vessels are now involved. So anytime there's two systems, we really believe that that's the appropriate time to either go to the emergency department or call 911, activate the...
This is an emergency.
That's correct.
Flat out, unmitigated emergency. Now, in Dr. Van Til's case, this was diarrhea first and hives later, which would have been much more, at least in her mind, this is a... I ate something.
Absolutely.
Not an allergy. I just ate a bad rib.
Yeah, and to be honest, we have patients who describe just gastrointestinal distress, severe, they use the term hot poker, terrible gastrointestinal distress without hives or swelling or redness. And as you can imagine, making the diagnosis for those patients is really challenging.